Welcome to The Found Project, a collaboration between Let Her Speak and Ashley Gurley Photography in celebration of Women's History Month. Our mission through this project is to show women that when we rest, we are found. Our best self comes bubbling back to the surface, and we are reminded of who we truly are without the noise of the outside world. I would like to introduce you to Jaleria Rivera, who feels found through dance.
I love we get right into childhood. With all honesty, childhood wasn't exactly restful. I feel like because being the oldest daughter and having like a lot of younger siblings, I was like mama number two. So the only time I experienced rest was when I like went outside into the woods and was like jumping creeks and just like frolicking, and then would come back and be like, all right, back to the chores. So that was a nice escape when I was younger. I feel like you always know what it is, but I feel you always know what your restful activity is. I think it's taking the courage to actually practice it. So I always knew movement, dancing, even just entertainment in general was like something I was always called to do. But I didn't have the courage to do it until I had the time to do it, which was during the pandemic. And I was basically going through like the archive of my YouTube watch later. And I was like, well, I actually have the time to go through this watch later. And it was just all dance videos. And like, I started watching them and I just got inspired again to actually go for it. Because at the end of the day, like everyone you adore as an artist started at the same place as you as a complete beginner and admirer. So I just started doing the practice and it just started to cultivate into that rest, like that genuine like excitement for life. And I think for me, rest is joy. You know, like rest doesn't feel like I need to relax or that I need to be in the state of contentment. It's like for me, rest is just joy and flow. And I find that joy and flow when I dance. And I always want to share that dance. I know when I haven't rested, when my body experiences like self-doubt. And that self-doubt for me manifests in my body by getting nervous when like opening a door or tripping over like a heel and being like, wait a minute, like overthinking my actions. So if I am not dancing, that is when self-doubt creeps in. And that's when I like lose my superpower of being that like exuberant personality. And that's usually like a clear tell sign of like something's got to change or we just got to like re-kickstart that practice. What goes on in my heart, mind, and body while I'm practicing, or like while I'm in that state of rest? I feel like in my mind, nothing, because that is like I truly relinquish everything to the body during my practice. And I feel like in my body, I experience like play. And I, that's where like the joy and flow come in. I was like, when I allow myself to play and to just explore, or I call it like movement research, that to me is just like such a great, like delicious feeling. Like, I don't know how else to explain it, but like when you see someone playing or you're like watching someone in their state of flow, like you can just tell they're just in this, like state of deliciousness. Like, it's just like, like chef's kiss. It's really how it feels. After I have that rest, I feel very connected to life and to others. And like with that, that means me showing up authentic, like as my authentic self, and allowing others to feel like they can bring their authentic selves to me. You know, it's that mutual exchange that I always feel prepared for and like more open to after I have that moment of rest. Well, when I don't rest, I definitely experience self-doubt, where I just question my actions, my ideas. And I also feel I start to just become very isolated. I'm like, no one talk to me, no one look at me. Like, I'm like, let me go back into my shell. And that's just not a life that I want to live. That's not the story I want to tell. I've always envisioned myself as someone who's like adventurous and like audacious and encouraging and collaborative. So when I don't have that moment of rest and I start to become very insular and very doubtful, that to me is a no-go. It's like, okay, Jaleria, let's get back. Let's get back to this routine. That's why I bought an Aura ring, to tell me when it's time. I love that readiness score for that exact reason. But this is not a promo video for Aura ring. Before I got the Aura ring, like the best way for me to be reminded was a daily practice of it. And just having that first thing is like when I wake up in the morning, even if it's like 9 minutes, 9 minutes of dance, like 9 minutes of just like moment for yourself just to play and explore is very important. But let's just say I'm traveling or I just don't have the luxury of having that 9 minutes for some reason. I always have like on my Google Calendar, like a movement practice, and I just block 3 hours. Even if I do 10 minutes in that 3 hours, I'm just like, okay, this has to happen in this time period. And that always is holding me accountable, because I'm like, okay, Julia, if you're not doing it in like a 3 hour gap, then there's something else that's distracting you in life. I feel the main message I always want to convey in anything I do, and especially in this portrait of rest, is that rest doesn't have to always have that traditional narrative of relaxation or a massage or like let's put on like, you know, the soothing tones. For me, like I am truly restful when I am in that state of play, and in anything I exhibit, in any way I perform, I hope people see that, and I hope people feel encouraged to play and have that playfulness and lightness in their everyday life. Because at the end of the day, it really is that playfulness that makes life worth living.
If you enjoyed listening to this story, check out letherspeakusa.org and follow us at letherspeakusa for more from the Found Project and other initiatives to elevate and celebrate women's voices and truth. This project is produced, edited, and scored by the very talented Travis Tench of Oak Hill Audio. The Found Project is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, the Knoxville Entrepreneur Center. A special thank you to Ashley Gurley for her amazing photography and collaboration on this project. Please visit ashleygurley.com to see more of her incredible work.